Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. To mark the day the church remembers the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist, we take a look at some artwork relating to this great figure from our family tree of faith. For this, we go to the church of San Giovanni della Pigna in the heart of Rome, meaning, translated literally, St. John of the Pine Cone, which refers to the large bronze fir cone which once stood on this site and which, point of fact, now stands proud in the Vatican, precisely in the courtyard of the Belvedere. This church is pretty ancient, dating back in its original form as far back as the 10th century. For centuries, the property of the Archconfraternity, which provided assistance to prisoners, it's now the Roman church which has become a reference point for Italians who live abroad. At any rate, getting back to the point, the reason I went there with my professor of fine arts, Breda Ennis, was to look at one particular painting dedicated to a very youthful-looking St. John the Baptist, which stands above the altar. So do join us both there.
This is a painting by Baldassare Croce, a Bolognese painter who painted extensively in Rome, including the Gesù of the Jesuits. The first thing that strikes you about the painting is the fact that you have this figure sitting on a rock with red and brown drapery and with his hand raised towards the sky with a gesture which generally you associate with Christ. Obviously, John the Baptist is this important figure pre-announcing the arrival of Christ, the first person to say that Jesus was the Lamb of God. And this is why you see here in this painting John the Baptist in the center with this lovely light hitting his body, and then with red robes at the back, but he has this sackcloth robe underneath. And then to the right you have a lamb.
You know, this picture has a sort of romantic backdrop to it. It doesn't remind us of the Holy Land at all.
And it's more European than Eastern.
One doesn't usually think of St. John the Baptist as having such a young face, does one?
We tend to associate John the Baptist with a slightly gaunt figure of about 50, let's say. This young man must be about, well, he can't be more than 18 or 19 almost. They used to call the Church of Giovannino, Little John the Baptist, because the figure is so young. And he seems to have all the weight of his responsibility resting on his shoulders. You feel a heavy adult weight on a young pair of shoulders in this painting. And the cross, he carries a staff which has the cross on top, which is normal iconographical sign for St. John the Baptist. And let's say the light in the middle, where he's sitting with one leg down and one leg slightly forward, the lighting reminds one a little bit of Caravaggio in a strange sense, because of this highlighting of certain points. Most of the points highlighted by the light are around, not necessarily the main points, but again, going back to the face, I think the face is fascinating because you feel the pathos. He is glowing, but at the same time, it's the face of a much older man in terms of the eyes. If you look closely at the expression of the eyes, you feel his tension, his nervousness, and also the body is slightly curved, which goes very, very nicely with the curve of the tree which is above him. And then there's a dark area on the left-hand side which seems to be part of a landscape, but it's not defined. Instead, on the right-hand side, you have the landscape which is very defined and luminous. So it gives you the feeling that the message of Christ coming is leaving the darkness and coming into the light, into the great landscape of paradise.
And heartfelt thanks there once again to our Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis, for sharing with us her expertise in the field of sacred art. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.